Hi there, how can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for picking up. I'm just curious about your voice AI services. Could you tell me a bit about what you offer and how it might help someone like me? I'm interested in how natural and flexible your conversations can be.
Hey Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi Mary. Everything's going great, thanks for asking. But, I think you might have me mixed up with someone else. I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant, here to chat about voice AI. So what would you like to know about our services?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Oh, hey, Mary. Thanks for reaching out. I don't have access to specific client names or partnerships, but I do know Dasha.ai is all about creating supernatural, human-like voice conversations for businesses. If you want, I can share how our platform can help your company shine with voice AI. Sound good?
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI, as client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
I got it. Thanks for the heads up about the audio. No worries. I'm here and ready. Lead generation and revenue growth, huh? Well, many businesses struggle with reaching prospects in a way that feels personal and engaging without burning out their sales teams. Automating that with AI that sounds human? That's a game changer. How exactly does your AI handle those conversations?
Tell me more about how you're currently reaching out to prospects and what's been tricky about it.
Sure thing. Well, many companies rely on cold calls, emails, or ads, but those can feel impersonal or get ignored. The tricky part is making each interaction feel natural and tailored without spending tons of time or resources. That's where voice AI shines, engaging prospects in real time, answering questions, and even booking meetings. How does your team handle personalization in your AI conversations?
Now, I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now and you used voice AI and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
I love that question. Looking ahead with a bit of optimism. In 12 months, I'd imagine a world where your voice AI is seamlessly handling hundreds, maybe thousands of natural conversations daily. Leads are coming in hot, sales teams are freed up to focus on closing, and customers feel genuinely heard and understood. Revenue? Definitely on the rise. Plus, you'd have rich data insights to keep improving. What about you? What's your dream outcome with voice AI?
What do you mean by leads coming in hot, and why is that important to you?
Great question. When I say leads coming in hot, I mean leads that are highly engaged and ready to move forward. Basically, prospects who've had meaningful conversations and show real interest. That's important because it means your sales team spends less time chasing cold contacts and more time closing deals. It's all about efficiency and better results. Does that match what you're aiming for?
Tell me more about how you see efficiency and better results shaping your sales process.
Absolutely. Efficiency means your sales team can focus on the hottest leads instead of spending hours on cold outreach. Better results come from having conversations that feel natural and personalized, which builds trust and moves prospects faster through the funnel. With voice AI handling initial contacts, you get consistent follow-ups and data-driven insights to tweak your approach. It's like having a tireless assistant working 24/7 to boost your pipeline. How does that sound for your sales process?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Bringing it back to today, great. Many businesses tell me their biggest challenges are scaling personalized outreach without overwhelming their teams, managing inconsistent follow-ups, and missing out on valuable data from conversations. Plus, juggling multiple channels can get messy. Does any of that resonate with what you're experiencing?
What are all the ways those problems and constraints are affecting your business right now?
That's a key point. Those challenges can lead to missed opportunities, slower sales cycles, and frustrated teams stretched too thin. When follow-ups slip through the cracks, potential customers might go cold or choose competitors. Plus, without good data, it's tough to know what's working or where to improve. It can really hold back growth and revenue. How are these issues impacting your business day-to-day?
Can you go a bit deeper on how missed opportunities and slower sales cycles are hitting your business?
Absolutely. Missed opportunities often mean leads that showed interest but didn't get timely follow-up, so they lose momentum or find someone else. Slower sales cycles drag out revenue recognition and constrain cash flow. Both make it harder to hit targets and plan for growth confidently. It's like leaving money on the table and slowing down your whole engine. Does that sound familiar?